Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
Well, we're talking about when you go to grandma's house, what's that memory of grandma and grandpa's house that you have? Alexis is with us. What do you got?
My grandma just passed away early last month.
Oh, sorry.
It was time, and I think she was ready. So grandpa passed away about 2.5 years ago, and so I think her heart was not as in it as it probably was. I think she was very tired and ready to be with him.
Yeah.
But what I remember most out of their house is her being at the stove cooking away at breakfast, and grandpa pretending he knew how to cook right there with her. And even though the man's never cooked a day in his life, they're 65 plus years together.
Aww.
All of the kids, grandkids, and great kids around the table, even if we didn't all fit. And anyone who walked through the door was fed until they were stuffed, whether they had just eaten or not.
That's a grandparent for
you.
You
know,
right there.
You're right. Grandparents.
That's beautiful.
I run into that, like, whenever I visit my wife, Becky's Aunt Glenda, if I made the mistake of eating ahead of time. And she will force food into you. I mean, I'm not. Oh, I'm full. No, sweetheart. And here's a chicken breast. I mean, it was like.
Oh, my God.
What do you remember most from Grandma and Grandpa's house? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Someone asked that question online. It's just kind of gone viral. I think people love to talk about that. You get fond memories, you know.
Yeah.
Leanne's with us. What do you got?
I just wanted to call and tell you what I remember from my grandma, well, my Nana's house.
Your Nana's house. Yeah, tell us, Leanne.
So I remember my Nana Jenny, it always smelled like, she was always making like natillas and sweet rice and stuff like that.
That sounds good.
She used to make tortillas the size of plates.
Oh, goodness.
Yum.
Fresh every morning.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, that's how she got my husband for me.
Hey, food will get you into a lot of places and bring you a man.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding. When I met my husband, I took him one time to my grandma's for breakfast. And then all of a sudden, when I go visit her in the morning, he was there early in the morning before me. That's what we always say. We can't wait to get to heaven to have Nana's tortillas again. Every time somebody goes home, we always say, oh, they're up there with Nana eating those fresh tortillas.
You know, you've got a pretty good deal. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Things are so different before Jesus died as opposed to after he died. Mm-hmm. In the Old Testament, you know, when you sinned and goofed up, you had to go into the altar and pray to a high priest, basically give a sacrifice to the high priest. The high priest would go on your behalf and put that sacrifice on the altar for you. But what's awesome is what Jesus did when he died on the cross. That cross was an altar, basically. He took place of you and me, the ultimate sacrifice. And back in the Old Testament, they had to sacrifice animals and things like that to pay for their sins. Jesus paid your price and became sin for you on that altar, on that cross, so that you wouldn't have to anymore. The other thing that's awesome is, now he is your high priest. So that whenever you need something from God, he's now your mediator between us and God. And when he did that once and for all, the blood that he sacrificed, it still works. It's still good today. Isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. So if you need insight from God, if you need to ask forgiveness, no matter what it is, Jesus is your go-between. And that's why before Jesus left, he said, pretty soon you are going to pray in my name. And that's why praying in Jesus' name has ultimate power.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Yes.
And by the way, one of the other things that Jesus did when he died, it says he held captivity captive. He went down into hell and basically stripped all of the power from the enemy. So if you are giving the devil power, it's because we're giving it to him. He doesn't have any over us. You have authority over him because of what Jesus did. So if you have need today, whatever that is, pray in Jesus' name. There's power there. and see what happens. Jennifer is with us. There's a church in Germany that's tried doing an AI pastor, having a sermon from AI. What do you think?
One of the greatest things that I've always enjoyed, especially about one of my pastors out in Oklahoma, is he's that real life. Like, you know, I'm human. I make mistakes too. And I think seeing that really helped me open my eyes and understand, you know, this person that you see as a higher person makes mistakes as well. And so it was really humbling to know that, you know, we're all human and we all struggle.
You know, you're right. In fact, don't you think a message from somebody that owns their own mistakes adds a little more credence to what they're saying?
Absolutely.
You know, that's why a lot of people, like if they've had an addiction, well, some of them end up working in addiction recovery centers. And if you deal with addiction, wouldn't what they say mean so much more knowing they've been through the same thing as you're going through?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, their testimony means so much because it's an eye-opening, hey, they've made it, I can make it too.
Right. And what kind of testimony does the AI have? I was once just a robot, and now...
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends. Time for that good news of the day. Think about what your good news is and then call us at 888-888-9976. So tell us what's going on.
My name is Ruben. I have been sick for quite a while and wasn't able to take care of my health properly.
Mm.
And some Christian friends of mine, initially just one young man, he stepped forward and he says, I'll remodel your house and I won't charge you anything.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I've got some friends that, you know, do different kinds of work on houses. And so then his mother came in and she did cleaning. The father came in at the second week. Basically, most of their family is down here helping me.
Wow.
And they're not accepting any kind of payment. I'm just really blessed by it.
What it shows is that Jesus is personifying himself through these people because they're allowing him to. They're being Jesus to you. I love that.
They are.
That is awesome.
It is awesome, and I'm just completely blown away by it.
Yeah, how does that make you feel?
Like crying.
Aww.
Yeah.
Just so touched.
No kidding.
Just because it's overwhelming from, you know, to put people to step forward and do that for me.
You know what? It just reminds us all how important it is if God's tugging our heart to help somebody out. You don't really know how that's going to affect that person and how much that's going to really help them.
They're doing all kinds of stuff, and that I would never have been able to do. I would have had to pay thousands and thousands of dollars.
I love it.
Well, that's a beautiful story that no matter how God has enabled you, you can make a difference. I mean, if construction is in your background, you know, you have the ability to make somebody's life better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
So what's your good news? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976.
You know, I recently had an opportunity to reconnect with a friend. The trouble was, it was my decision whether I was going to contact her or not. I could see on social media that she was going to be near to my town, and I was really surprised to realize my hesitation, because I think, I don't know, guys, maybe you've experienced this as well. Since 2020 and that separation that we all went through, I realized all of a sudden, man, there are a lot of people that I have not reconnected with since then. So I was surprised that this was a real dilemma for me. And I had to have this whole discussion with my husband. Should I contact her or shouldn't I? And I, in the end, did contact her, and what joy to be back together, a reunion, and just to share the love of years gone by and the time that had gone by since we had seen each other. So I just thought, you know, it's kind of peculiar. Maybe I'm not the only one.
Well, you get used, I guess in a way we got used to not being with those people.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like my whole personality was rewired somehow.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, I'm more like my husband now. I'm content to never leave my house. Never see anybody.
Yeah. So, well, that's making me feel better, because really I was astounded at myself. I was like, what is going on with you? Your friend's in town. Why wouldn't you just immediately pick up the phone and call her?
Yeah.
So glad I did. Guys, so glad. The hug. Oh, okay, tears. The hug and the just even the physical connection of sitting side by side. And we talked for hours, literally standing in the parking lot, knowing it's time to separate and, you know, go our separate ways.
Yeah.
Just kept flowing. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's you. I mean, I'd love to know. What you said, Misty, was pretty powerful. You feel like it rewired your brain. Mm-hmm. Is that you? And have you had a hard time reconnecting? Or maybe you're kind of like, I kind of like the way I am now. I don't know. Yeah, I'd love to get your take on that. What do you think? 888-888-9976. Give us a text at 58326. Maybe you lost something that meant a lot to you as a child and never got it back. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We're reading this story about this little girl who lost a stuffed animal, and both Misty and I have just connected on a common issue, and that is of our parents took our little blankets, or in my case, it was my ditto pitto, my little pillow.
And I just called mine my little pillow.
Yeah. And just, my mom hid it. I did. And one day it was gone, and I think I'm scarred because I looked for it high and low forever and missed my, I don't know, maybe she was keeping me from something. I don't know.
I have met your moms, both of them, and they are the sweetest people ever.
So oh, that's what you think.
This is not matching my image of them, what you're describing.
Shannon is with us. What do you think?
I just wanted to tell you that I am almost 52 years old, and I still have my blanket.
Oh,
it survived.
It made it.
And I sleep with it every night.
No way.
Oh, come on. That's amazing.
No, I'm dead serious. And it was, I call it Whoopi.
You call it what?
Whoopi?
Whoopi?
Whoopi.
Whoopi. Yeah, Whoopi. That's just the name I gave it when I was little.
So all these years, you've been sleeping with Whoopi.
I have.
Wow.
My blanket went with me when I gave birth to my son. It went down the aisle when I got married.
Wow.
It's been with me through everything.
Yeah. Really?
Huh. And to that think my little pillow could have been there for all of it.
Yeah, Misty, sorry.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have words with my mother.
I know it. Y'all need to talk to them because that's just not right.
Yeah.
I know. And to add salt to the wound, this last time when I went home to visit, I noticed what was left of my baby blanket in the dog bed.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I mean...
Family Life Radio.
Time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
What's bringing you joy today? Well, think about that and then give us a call at 888-888-9976. Susan's with us. Tell us what's going on.
A little over a year ago, I had a falling out with my mom and stepdad. And since I was staying on the property, my grandson and I became homeless, and we've been staying with friends. Well, my aunt died back in February, but before she died, the family got together, and my parents and I reunited.
Oh.
And then they called and said what they want to do is they're building a little apartment in their garage, and they want me to rent their house.
Fun!
So.
Well, that's cool.
I got my family back, and I got a place to live.
What a blessing.
God, it worked.
Yeah. How does it feel being back together with your family again?
Oh, it's amazing. I miss my mom and stepdad so much because they mean everything to me.
Wow.
So it's been a real blessing. So.
There's no feeling like reconciliation.
Absolutely.
Since I've found Christ again, my mom sees a difference in me. So.
Oh, and that is the best part. And hey, we'd love to hear your story. Maybe it involves reconciliation or getting back with that family member. We'd love to hear about that. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends. Maybe you didn't know this, but Family Life Radio is listener supported. And that means what you hear on the radio happens because people give. Aren't you guys glad we don't play a big stack of commercials every hour?
Yes.
Amen. Ooh.
And I'm glad that you don't have to listen to those. But right now, this is cool. A generous friend of the ministry is offering up a $100,000 match.
Ooh.
So your support for Family Life Radio today will give even more people hope because today your gift is being doubled.
I love that. Now, here's the deal. It would be lovely if this was an indefinite thing, but it's not. It will come to an end. This is only happening for a limited time.
So go now to myflr.org and thanks for keeping Family Life Radio on the air.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.